大学生英语在线，你想知道的问题你告诉他，你没想到的问题他告诉你。最顶尖的英语专家，最有效的学习方法，雅思托福 GRE 轻松得分没问题。 Question of the day， 大学生英语在线，每天上午6:30，晚上11:00，与您准时相约。
大家好，这里是北京外语广播正在播出的大学生英语在线 Question of the Day， 我是 Larry， 欢迎大家加入我们的 QQ 群，下载更多的英语学习资料。我们的 Q 群号码是116274477，欢迎加入。那今天呢，我们又到了托福听力的时间，我们请来的专家老师是壮壮老师。老师好。
Hello everybody， and what we are going to listen today is about birds.
About birds in, actually it's a lecture in the biology class.
That's right.
所以我们今天要听的是这个托福听力材料中的有关于鸟的一堂生物课。
没错。那大家知道这个鸟啊，它一定会保护幼鸟。它用什么方式呢？一会儿我们听到了一个比较多的这个中心的概念，叫做 distraction displays.
Distraction displays.到底什么是 distraction displays， 我很好奇。咱们接下来就要听整个这个课呢，很短，只有4分钟，然后呢咱们再把它切成3段，1分钟一段，这么细细的听啊。咱们先听第一段。
Listen to part of a lecture in a biology class. The class has been learning about birds.
Okay, today we're going to continue our discussion of the parenting behaviors of birds.And we're going to start by talking about what are known as distraction displays. Now, if you're a bird and there's a predator around, what are you going to do? Well, for one thing, you're going to try to attract as little attention as possible, right? Because if the predator doesn't know you're there, it's not going to try to eat you. But sometimes, certain species of birds do the exact opposite.When a predator approaches, they do their best to attract the attention of that predator. Now, why would they do that? Well, they do that to draw the predator away from their nest, away from their eggs or their young birds. And the behaviors that the birds engage in to distract predators are called distraction displays. And there are a number of different kinds of distraction displays.Most of the time, when birds are engaging in distraction displays, they're going to be pretending either that they have an injury, or that they're ill, or that they're exhausted. You know, something that'll make the predator think, ah, here's an easy meal. One pretty common distraction display is what's called the broken wing display. And, in a broken wing display, the bird spreads and drags a wing or its tail.And while it does that, it slowly moves away from the nest. So it really looks like a bird with a broken wing. And these broken wing displays can be pretty convincing.
好，很快的第一段就听完了。在线，那我们来讲讲到底他说了些什么吧。
欢迎您继续收听。
首先呢，他说这个鸟，其实呢，它这个在遇到天敌的时候呢，通常的第一反应应该是什么呢？比如说你，
逃跑，对，
你肯定是躲。
同一棵树上有7只鸟，我去开了一枪打死1只鸟，请问还剩几只鸟？答案呢一定是没有鸟了，因为其他鸟全飞走了。
没错，
对，
就是躲，是吧？好，然后呢这一段呢咱们来给大家念一下。 Okay, today we're going to continue our discussion of the parenting behaviors of birds. And we are going to start by talking about what are known as distraction displays.
好的，第一句话呢，就是说今天我们要讨论的话题是叫做鸟对于后代的这种parenting，
对
，parenting behavior， 也就是它对于后代的一种照顾的行为。
对，
那么怎么说呢？就是说到一个词叫 distraction displays， 因为这两个词我都认识，一个 distraction， 一个 displays，都认识，就是
distraction 是
分散注意力，
对，吸引注意力走。 对吧？
而 displace 呢，就是我去展示。
嗯哼。
但什么叫 distraction displace 呢？
他会继续讲。
他怎么讲？我来说一下。Now, if you were a bird, and there is a predator around, what are you going to do?Well, for one thing, you're going to try to attract as little attention as possible, right?
好，所以说呢，第一反应呢，就是尽量不要去引起天敌的注意。
对，哎，这有句话，他说 ，if you were a bird，
嗯哼，
他用了一个过去的单词 were 啊 ，you were a bird， 那其实这就是我们所说的虚拟语气。
对，
虚拟语气，其实你并不是一只鸟，人怎么可能是鸟呢？你现在说的一个假设是跟现实不符合的，所以呢，我们用了虚拟语气，叫做 "If you were a bird,、
mm-hmm.
if you were a bird, and there is a predator around, what are you going to do? Well, for one thing, you're going to try to attract as little attention as possible, right?你是不是会想到你会尽量的减少被关注这种可能性呢？
别让天敌去注意到你。
对对对。
好，这是一个，是吧？Because if the predator doesn't know you are there, it's not going to try to eat you. 对吧？如果这个根本没发现嘛，天敌还没发现你这个猎物的时候，肯定他就不会去吃你了。
对。
But sometimes certain species of birds do the exact opposite.When the predator approaches, they do their best to attract the attention of that predator. 哎呦，这是怎么回事？
现实情况是啊，很多鸟儿在遇到天敌的时候，会想方设法的去让它吸引注意力啊，就是希望那个天敌能够关注到自己身上。哎，这是怎么回事啊？天敌不是要吃那个鸟的吗？怎么还有鸟会就是希望天敌能够关注到它呢？
Now, why would they do that?
为什么他们这么做呢？
Well, they do that to draw the predator away from their nest.
哦，好伟大呀。
Mm-hmm, away from their eggs or their young birds.
明白了，这些鸟都是大鸟，成年的鸟，他们这么做呢，是为了让幼鸟和这个蛋能够免受天敌的袭击。
And the behaviors that the birds engage in to distract predators are called distraction displays.
那么刚才我们说的这一种反常的，其实也在情理之中的行为呢，就叫做 distraction display. Distraction display.、
嗯、好，所以这个定义就算交代了，是吧？所以这个第一段呢，它就把这个鸟作为成年鸟保护幼鸟的一个行为，异常的行为的方式就给你点出来了，定义。
And there are a number of different kinds of distraction displays. Most of the time, when birds are engaging in distraction displays, they are going to be pretending either that they have an injury, or that they are ill, or that they are exhausted.
好，这有几种装出来的情况了，是吧？一种情况呢，就是装作呢，他自己受了伤了。
对，
这是一种。或者呢，就是他生病了。还有一种情况呢，就是他已经精疲力尽了。
哦，明白了，这个方法好，就是让天敌看到自己不行了，然后那个天敌自然会关注你，然后想吃你，因为你走不动了，那我肯定来
对
吃你，对吧？结果呢，当天敌真的到你面前的时候，你又飞走了。这个其实是一个非常好的吸引走你天敌，而且又不会让自己被吃掉的方法。
它其实是有点这个调虎离山的意思
啊，对对对，调虎离山
是吧？
在中文里有这个词，
有这个事儿哈、啊。You know something that will make the predator think, here is an easy meal, 是吧？这样一看呢，天敌一看，哎呦，这个饭好轻松就可以获得呀 ，easy meal。
嗯，好，这是第一段、嗯。那我们接下来还会听第二段，也会继续的来讲这个 distraction display 啊。那具体讲什么？
好，这里边会提到一个鸟叫 purple sandpiper 啊 ，purple sandpiper。反正这种鸟，你知道是个名儿就行了。
嗯哼，
它会呢有具体的描述。这个具体它是怎么去引诱这个天敌呢？咱们可以听一下这个第二部分。
好，咱们听一下这第二部分的录音，一共不到一分钟，咱们听仔细了哈。
Another version of this kind of distraction display is where the bird creates the impression of a mouse or some other small animal that's running along the ground. A good example of that kind of display is created by a bird called the purple sandpiper. Now, what the purple sandpiper does is, when a predator approaches, it drags its wings, but not to give the impression that its wings broken, but to create the illusion that it has a second pair of legs. And then it raises its feathers, so it looks like it's got a coat of fur. And then it runs along the ground, swerving left and right, you know, like it's running around little rocks and sticks. And as it goes along, it makes this little squealing noise. So from a distance, it really looks and sounds like a little animal running along the ground trying to get away. Again, to the predator, it looks like an easy meal.
大学生英语在线，欢迎您继续收听。
好的，这个讲座第二部分的内容我们也很快就听完了。说这个鸟啊，叫做
purple sandpiper，
它也可以有一种 distraction display。
对，这个例子呢，就是它假装自己是受了伤了的，是吧？好，那么我来慢慢念一下哈。In the broken wing display, the bird spreads and drags its wings or its tails. And while it does that, it slowly moves away from the nest, so it really looks like a bird with a broken wing. 所以呢，它是哪儿受伤了呢？其实它是假装自己是翅膀受伤了，然后呢，拖着个翅膀或者拖着个尾巴，慢慢的离开它那个鸟巢。And these broken wing displays can be pretty convincing. Another version of this kind of distraction display is where the bird creates impression of a mouse or some other small animals that are running along the ground. A good example of that kind of display is created by a bird called purple sandpiper. Now, what the purple sandpiper does?What the purple sandpiper does is, when a predator approaches, it drags its wings, but not to give the impression that its wings are broken, but to create the illusion, that it has a second pair of legs. 好，这里边举了两个例子，是吧？第一个呢，是假装翅膀受伤。第二个例子呢，是说呢，它的这个翅膀是没什么问题的，但是它所制造的假象就说明它还有一对腿。那大家知道鸟是有几只腿啊？两只还是四只？
当然是
两
只，
对不对？但是这个策略里边，这个假装的这个 purple sandpiper 它所假装的这个呢，给这个天敌造成一个错误的印象，就是它有第二对腿。换句话说，它是一共有四只腿的，把它自己装扮成是一只小耗子。And then it raises its feathers, so it looks like it's got a coat of fur.
我特想看看这鸟到底长什么样的，这名字叫什么？
叫 purple sandpiper.
Purple sandpiper, purple 就是那紫色啊、mm-hmm. purple sandpiper, sand 就是沙子那个、mm-hmm. piper 就是 P-I-P-E-R,、mm-hmm. purple sandpiper.我赶紧查
查
长什么样，挺有意思的、嗯、
挺有意思的。他就在那儿装着自己是一个、另外一个哺乳动物。 And then it runs along the ground swirling left and right、在地上那么一走，并且呢旋转、往左转一转，往右转一转， You know, like it's running around little rocks and sticks， 就假装好比是在、石头块啊，或者是、棍儿啊，这个周围绕着这么跑。And as it goes along, it makes a little squealing noise. 同时还发出一个尖叫声。So, from a distance, it really looks and sounds like a little animal running along the ground trying to get away. 那从远处一看呢，感觉就像是、听起来像，看起来也很像一个小的动物呢，正在地上在那儿跑啊，并且是逃跑的状态。Again, to the predator, it looks like an easy meal. 啊，这个情况呢，对于天敌来说呢，也是盗嘴的美味啊。
对，天敌
不吃白不吃，
天敌都不知道它是鸟，都不知道它会飞呢。
对，
它以为就是一只走得慢的小老鼠，对吧？那如果是天上的老鹰，那它肯定就把它抓了。但是他不知道他是鸟，他也会飞，是吧？
他也会飞。嗯，好，这是我们说的这个第二段 啊。
好，这就是第二段，我们把第二段听过了以后，我们再来看第三段。第三段是我们整个讲座的最后一段，也不长，一分钟的时间，我们先把这一段听一下。
Now, what's interesting is that birds have different levels of performance of these distraction displays. They don't give their top performance, their prime time performance every time. What they do is they save their best performances, their most conspicuous and most risky displays for the time just before the baby birds become able to take care of themselves.And they time it that way because that's when they'll have made the greatest investment in parenting their young. So they're not going to put on their best performance just after they've laid their eggs because they haven't invested that much time or energy in parenting yet. The top performances are going to come later. Now you have some birds that are quite mature, are quite capable almost as soon as they hatch. And in that case, the parent will put on the most conspicuous distraction displays just before the babies hatch. Because once the babies are hatched, they can pretty much take care of themselves. And then you have other birds that are helpless when they hatch. In that case, the parent will save its best performances until just before the babies get their feathers.
大学生英语在线，欢迎您继续收听。
好的，整个第三段的录音我们也听完了。Distraction display， 大家应该有一个非常深入的理解了哈。
那么第三段呢，它主要讲的是什么呢？它就是说这个鸟呢，在假装逃避猎物用这个 distraction display 的策略的时候呢，并不是每次都要。把它表演的发挥到最高的水平，那一般在什么情况下它才会表演成最高水平呢？
那肯定就是我们最开头说的保护幼鸟的时候。
没错啊，你看他现在他是这么说的 ：They don't give their top performance, their prime time performance every time. What they do is they save their best performances.The most conspicuous and most risky displays for the time just before the baby birds become able to take care of themselves.、
嗯、
这就很重要了、
哎、
是吧，
这就是母爱父爱啊，这就是对于孩子的关心啊。
对，
其实还挺伟大的，他这么伪装虽然有着本事，但是还是有风险的，你想想看，
万一要是被天敌给抓住了，
可能就晚那么一秒，天敌要是伸手那么一敏捷、啊、你可能就被叼走了。
对，
就算你能飞，但是你得装啊，你装的万一太入戏的话，
就是
对吧，那不就被抓走吃了。
对，
对吧，
而且他说把这个装的最入戏的部分呢，在什么时候才拿出来表演呢，就是在他们的这个小 baby 们啊，能够自己照顾自己之前的这一刻，他才会，因为一旦他照顾自己了，他就不用保护了，对不
对
啊？
自己就能飞走了嘛。
没错，所以呢，是把这个 best performance save that best performance for that time just before the babies can take care of themselves. Save something for something， 就是把什么东西省到那个时候。好，然后呢，他继续说呢。其实这个时间也不太一样，要看鸟的这个习性 ，and。They time it that way because that's when they'll have made the greatest investment in parenting their young. 你看这些鸟吧，它还挺能算计的，就是说马上这些鸟就能够，孩子们就能长大，翅膀硬了飞走之前呢，这个其实就是在他们做家长照顾幼鸟的时候是已经花费了最大的投资，所以说他一定要保住这个投资成果。So they're not going to put on their best performance just after they laid their eggs, because they haven't invested that much time or energy in parenting yet. 就是你如果说刚下了鸟蛋，是吧？如果有天敌来袭击，他不一定演得那么好，因为他还没有花过很大的投资去孵化呀，照顾这个幼鸟，让幼鸟成长。
嗯，
所以这时候如果这个鸟蛋假定让天敌吃个一个半个的，它也无所谓，反正它也没花什么太大力气。
对对对，哎，我觉得这个鸟还跟人性挺像的。
它有一定的大自然进化完了的这个逻辑，是吧？
对对，嗯，
适合这个后代繁衍和种族的这个存续，这挺有意思的。
嗯。
然后呢，他就说呢 ，the top performance are going to come later. Now you have some birds that are that are quite mature and are quite capable almost as soon as they hatch. 有这么一种鸟呢，就是一旦孵化出来，立刻就能够成熟，能够自己单飞啊。这种鸟呢叫 sunbirds 啊，太阳鸟啊。然后呢，像这种鸟，你说它这个父母什么时候 put on the best performance 呢？那就应该 before they hatch， 对不对啊？
嗯。
因为一旦 hatch， 就是孵出来之后，这些鸟瞬间就成长成熟了。那它这个所谓的投资来讲，还是在它成熟之前。好，那请 Larry 给咱们读一下。
And in that case, the parent will put on the most conspicuous distraction displays just before the babies hatch, because once the babies are hatched, they can pretty much take care of themselves.
好，所以呢，不错，果然，他就会在孵出之前，把这个最吸引天敌注意的表演水平、极致水平给他演出来。啊，因为一旦孵化，这些鸟就不需要家长了。And then you have other birds, they are helpless when they hatch. In that case, the parent will save its best performance until just before the babies get their feathers. 哦，这个又是另一个情况了。他说这些鸟呢，在孵出来的时候呢，还是非常无助的。那么这时候呢，就是要在长出羽毛之前啊，这个家长都有可能把这个最佳水平的表演给他发挥出来。
对，
所以说这个表演水平呢，发挥的时间呢，对于不同的鸟它是不一样的。
嗯，
但是总而言之，它有一个原则，就是在投资投了很长的时候，
对它
一定要
保
护
住，对，不然之前白干了，对吧？
没错，
鸟还挺聪明的哈。
嗯哼，
啊，从这个行为，我是对鸟又有了新的认识。我以为鸟啊，它就是飞啊飞啊，我觉得它
挺笨的哈，
挺笨的，对，逃啊，就是怎么会有这么高的智商呢？啊，
不过它也不是自己有意识那样，它就是自然而然，那是它的天性，那是它的本能。
今天这个听力的段落呢，不光是练了英语，我还大开眼界，以后对鸟的这个认识，我还有了新的想法了哈。
嗯，
好吧，那今天内容就是这一些。感谢大家的收听。那最后呢，如果大家还想再听一遍，或者大家还想这个下载咱们今天听力的文本，欢迎大家加入我们的 QQ 群。我们的群号码是什么呢？是11627447。欢迎您的加入，我们下期节目再见。
大学生英语在线，你想知道的问题你告诉他，你没想到的问题他告诉你，最顶尖的英语专家，最有效的学习方法，雅思托福 GRE 轻松得分没问题。 Question of the day， 大学生英语在线，每天上午6:30，晚上11:00，与您准时相约。
Other people watching me, and we're all people watching the other people watching we, and we're as lonely as we wanted to be, we're all as lonely as we wanted to be, just as lonely as we wanted to be. I'm just you, you're just me, it's only true.But nobody never told me not to do. So I'll keep people watching, watching me now, finding my way back to you. But we're as lonely as we wanted to be, we're all as lonely as we wanted to be. I'm just as lonely as I wanted to be, I'm just you, you're just just me. It's only true if we believe.
世界上没有不受限制的自由，
就像你有吸烟的自由，但你不能自由的吸烟，还影响他人的健康。
2015年6月1日，北京市控制吸烟条例正式实施。届时，室内公共场所、工作场所和公共交通工具内禁止吸烟。
为了更好的生活，控烟需要全社会行动起来。
讲文明，树新风，北京人民广播电台公益广告。
Can't let the music